As the sun sets over Kobane and the city's hustle and bustle calms down, sitting inside his food and drink shop is Farid Jamal. He sold weapons back in 2014 when the Islamic State armed group threat grew in the region. He says the weapons were smuggled over the Turkish border and through the Free Syrian Army. 4 years on, and weapons can still be bought for the right price.
Market activity regarding buying and selling is much slower, quieter now. A 7mm Czech Republic Star is 200,000 Syrian pounds. That's about $400. There are also many types of Kalashnikovs with prices ranging from $200 to $400. A 14-bullet gun, which we called a standard, is $1,000.
Though Kobane has experienced a period of tranquility over the past 2 years, Farid explains why he thinks Kurdish households should have a weapon.
We cannot say that weapons are always bad. In Islam, there's a saying, if you sell a weapon, that's haram. But maybe this weapon will protect you. For example, when Islamic State came here in June 2015 and the Kobane massacre took place, those with guns were able to protect themselves. Those without, they died. They lost their life.
Farid recognizes the fact that European Union gun laws are rigorously enforced with strict checks. Prior to a person being granted a gun permit, he or she is required to take a psychological and physical test. He says that here in northern Syria, there are comparable procedures when obtaining a gun.
So, to get a weapon these days, there are procedures people have to follow. It's not the same as in Europe, but it's something similar. First, you get a visit from the Asayish, the Federation's police force, who also asks the local commune, since the commune knows everybody. It will take the Asayish about 6 months before a decision is made to grant a gun permit.
30-year-old Mustafa Korke was also a gun dealer, but recently, with the stabilization of the northern region, demand for guns has dropped. Over the past 2 years, he's come across some unusual weapons.
Kalashnikovs made in East Germany, the Soviet Union and China. NATO-issue pistols used in the Turkish army. The oldest model I saw is a Kalashnikov 56, and also a Kalashnikov that was produced more than 30 years ago. That's older than me.
Mustafa says he doesn't need a gun in Kobane, as he believes it is safe. But when travelling to other areas in the Northern Autonomous Region, he takes it with him.
There are still military operations being conducted in the region. The gun is carried for peace, to spread democracy in the area. We never use a gun to spread injustice. We carry a gun to protect ourselves. The Kurds have many enemies. The world has ways of protecting itself, just like a flower has thorns to protect itself.
With the United States, Russia, Turkey, Saudi Arabia and Iran all shipping weapons to their own proxies here in the Syrian conflict, the civilian death toll stands at around 500,000 people. In Kobane, Farid's and Mustafa's businesses are doing well, and both say they don't need the money from selling weapons anymore. Nevertheless, they still believe local households should have one, just in case. Philip Warwick for RFI, Kobane, Syria.